The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning. Welcome. It's good to be with you. I'm seeing the chat stream on the side here. And at Phil DJing in the background, and happy to be with you. So we'll practice in the way that ordinarily do at this time, and then I'll offer some reflections again on this theme of interpersonal dharma, and say a bit more invitation if you wish to join tonight to bookend the day and report out how the day was. Let's sit together. Sometimes the first moment of getting still is like entering a pool of water, and we don't know if it's going to be a little warm or a little cold. Maybe, just to our liking. But we breathe and we relax into that pool of water that we could call our life. We relax whatever can be relaxed. The forehead, the area around your eyes. Your jaw, all the stories our jaw could tell, just relax. So one of my colleagues says, let your face fall off. your throat, softening. Shoulders hanging loosely. And the belly, soften your belly. Soften at the surface and towards the core of your body. Soften. We still have the uprightness of the spine, the alertness that fills out the softness of our body. Of course, maybe you have an established way of attending the breath or body. An invitation today, it feels right to attuned to the soundscape. the field of sound and silence. Of intensity and quieting, just begin to give the attention to the field of sound. We'll tend to notice the beginnings, the arising of sound, less so its passing. We'll notice that which is close rather than that which is far, that which is loud rather than that which is faint. That which is sudden rather than that which is steady. All of it, moment by moment, our system tracking threat and opportunity. Maybe it feels safe enough to relax some of the vigilance. To listen to the endings, the fading away of sound. To begin to direct our auditory attention in the same way one would direct our vision, direct the auditory attention to whatever is silent. Whereas we can direct the attention, spotlight some phenomena or others. We can also rest back into the receptivity of awareness, which is not directed in the same way as the spotlight of attention. And sound can be a kind of gateway into knowing the expansive, effortless quality of awareness. Effortless in the sense that nothing needs to be done whatsoever in the house of self and agency and doing. So I'll be quiet now. We'll practice together.
Thank you.